Every February, hope springs eternal in Arizona and Florida when Major League Baseball players arrive for spring training. The pandemic is throwing that optimism a curveball. The city leaders and the executive that host Arizona's Cactus League have sent a letter to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred asking him to delay the season. Millions of dollars are on the line, but of course so are many lives. Bridget Binsbacher is the executive director of the Cactus League. She signed that letter to the commissioner. Bridget, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, you know, Arizona has one of the worst COVID infection rates in the country right now. What are your concerns about starting spring training as scheduled in those conditions?
Well, we've been taking steps and working with our city leaders and a task force to prepare for a safe and successful experience for months now. So, you know, we're prepared to support whatever the final outcome is, but absolutely wanted to express our support for delay. And we, in our letter, actually cited some of the projections from the University of Washington showing how the infections per day would decline. And again, as I mentioned, we're seeing that happen already.
So do you have a date on the calendar that you think would work? I mean, when do you want to start the season?
Well, I think, you know, we'll be prepared to start on the 27th if that's what we're presented with. And we believe under this pod seating concept, we can do that safely, especially in our outdoor venues. But in this environment, you know, every day can make a difference. So if we could get, an additional week or 2 weeks, we didn't specify a specific time frame. And to be clear, the Cactus League, you know, doesn't ultimately make that decision. That is the decision to have the event, according to the governor's latest executive order, falls on the authority of the municipalities. As far as any adjustment to the schedule, that's between Major League Baseball and the Players Association to determine based on their discussions and negotiations, which we're not really privy to.
Yeah. Have you heard anything from Major League Baseball? Because, it certainly would disrupt the entire season if spring training is delayed.
Well, there's definitely a domino effect with everything, any change. And so we have not received an official response from our letter. But the important thing was that our leaders came together to express their support for, whatever the outcome was. But for a delay in the season, the possibility, if there was any opportunity to postpone the season at all, we would be supportive of that. And that was our objective with that letter.
I'm sure you don't make this call lightly. Spring training brings a lot of money and tourists into both Arizona and Florida every single year. And I know last year, 89 Cactus League games were suspended when the pandemic started. So what kind of economic losses would you rack up again if you had to delay your season this year?
Well, the numbers are significant. I again want to stress that our actions are guided by public health. I mean, at the forefront of everything we do is public health and safety. It's not really been about the numbers. Our economic impact study was well underway in 2020 when the season came to a screeching halt. And that report confirmed $363 million in economic impact. In 2018, which was the last full season that we had under normal circumstances, that recorded $644 million in economic impact. So, and the projections from the ASU study estimated that we were on track to, at the very least, meet the 2020 numbers. So,
I'm just trying to do some math here.
Million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, $300 million. Yeah. You mentioned earlier that you are prepared to move ahead as planned with certain precautions, potting inside the stadium. Just tell me what spring training will look like if and when it gets started.
Well, I think, we're so used to coming to these games and being, it's an intimate setting and we're up close and personal and there's side practice field experiences.
That's the fun of spring training, by the way. You can get so close, right?
It is. It's incredible. And so that's going to look and feel a little bit different. But again, because of the way our facilities are outdoors and pod seating has proven to work with other sports and other facilities, including indoor facilities. So being outdoors is a big advantage. You know, it definitely reduces capacity, but it allows us to safely bring fans into the stands. So they'll be, you know, like you're seeing in other facilities, controlling the traffic patterns and any exposure of, you know, with any of our guests in the facility. And the goal is to work together, create some consistency that provides a safe, successful experience for everyone involved. And there's a lot of people involved.
Bridget Binsbacher, Executive Director of the Cactus League Spring Training in Arizona, calling for a delay to the start of Major League Baseball's season because of COVID-19. Thank you so much, Bridget. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.